Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
What'd you say your name was?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Okay, Joyce. First of all, I don't know who you are. I got the bill from you folks on my credit card, and it says something about shipping something. I don't know what company this is.
Sir, we're actually a third-party call center. We service over 100 products in multiple companies. May I have the zip code that's associated with their account, please?
06614.
All righty. Give me 1 second, please. And that person last name?
Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N-D, Dubey, D-U-B-E.
All right. Give me 1 second, sir. My system is slow, loading up. Norman, I don't know what's going on with my system today. It is slow to load. Give me 1 second.
Well, there's something wrong with your time estimating system too. They said the hold time would be less than 2 minutes, and it was 20 minutes. So
I'm sorry. Okay, sir, I am not finding an account associated with that zip code.
Okay, well, okay.
May I have the phone number, please? Let me see if I'd locate you with your phone number.
My phone number?
Yes, sir.
203-685-5773.
Okay.
If you can't locate it with my name and zip code, then there's something probably not a legitimate charge.
And you said that first name is Norman?
Right.
That last name is D-U-B-E?
Correct.
Okay. Sir, I did find an account associated with that. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please?
What address do you have?
Is it Cocoa Beach, Florida?
Oh, yes. That's Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Okay. All righty, sir. And what were you calling concerning? I do see back on the 29th of January that you only paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a smart watch. Am I correct?
A what?
A smart watch.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, sir. But I do see on February the 2nd that they made a full refund of the $56.95 that you were charged.
Well, they did make that.
Yes, they fully refunded you the total price.
What was that for? Do you know?
That refund of $56.95 was actually what they refunded you for being enrolled as a member in the Factory Direct Savings Store.
In the what?
Factory Direct Savings Store. It's an online web store. Yes, sir.
I guess that must have been, they must have realized that they had screwed up, because I never belonged to one of those. So.
Well, what that smartwatch was, it was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. The item to you was free, and you only paid the $7.95 shipping and handling of it. But it automatically enrolled you in a membership into the Factory Direct Savings Store within 48 hours of signing up. So what you were seeing, that $56.95, was actually a monthly membership fee.
Monthly membership fee?
It would, yes, sir.
Well, no, but they canceled it, right?
They refunded you for it. Let me see. You've been canceled completely out of this. No, sir. Now, I can get you counseled out of this, okay? Well, so you won't have any reoccurring charges on it.
Okay. Very good.
Give me 1 second, and I'll get that done for you.
you know, I wish you folks would have better identification when you charge, because as it turns out, the fraud department thought it was an unusual charge, and I couldn't identify it. So they said, well, we'll cancel the credit card, and they're going to send me a new one. But it's a real pain in the neck, you know?
Yes, sir. I do understand. Okay, sir, I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have a cancellation order number for you. Are you ready to take that down?
Yep.
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie, and that's 258-890-144.
Okay. I guess I got to be careful of those scams that offer you something free, and then they get you into this foolishness.
Alrighty, sir. Well, you're completely canceled, so you won't have any more reoccurring charges on that, okay?
Okie doke. Thank you.
All right, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day.